In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. As I mentioned before the service, I am Reverend Dr. Timothy Rosso. I'm the president of Luther Classical College in Casper. We are the only Missouri Synod college in the Mountain West. We're not officially part of the Missouri Synod, but we like to say we are more LCMS than the LCMS, and you're welcome to read between the lines there. So I try to be in a different congregation every other week within a five-hour drive of Casper. Sometimes I'm even flying across the country to talk about the college. Today I'm going to preach the word, but the word from our epistle reading actually allows me to say a few things about the college. Today's epistle reading gives me that chance to speak about Luther Classical College, but it does present a challenge. So here's the challenge. So, Paul, in the reading, as you heard clearly, says, "We preach Christ crucified." That big statue out there is just a beautiful picture of that. That's the gospel. That's what we preach, Christ on the cross, dying to forgive us of our sins. And now here's the challenge. Paul then goes on to say, the Jews reject this because they want signs and wonders. You know, they kept following Jesus. There were so many people following Jesus because he was feeding their bellies. He was doing these miracles. That's what the Jews look for. They want some big, powerful God. You know, as God presented himself to them on Mount Sinai. The Greeks, and we're going to talk a little bit more about them, the Greeks, which, by the way, Greece and Rome, that is the heart of Western culture. The philosophers, the Greeks, the Romans, they reject Christ because they say it's foolishness that your God would die on a cross. That's absurd. Well, the challenge for me this morning is we emphasize Greek and Roman philosophy at Luther Classical College. We do so for a good reason. Everyone in this room knows that higher education is just falling apart in this country and in the West. That's because for the last 100 years, and particularly the last 50 years, higher education has turned away from what used to be taught, learning how to think, and that means going back to the Greeks and the Romans. So at Luther Classical College, we preach Christ crucified. You can bet on that. But we are also returning to the curriculum that both Martin Luther and C.F.W. Walther, the founder of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, the curriculum that they turned to when they had the power to set the higher education curriculum to be anything they wanted to. So, we study the Greek philosophers. We don't let them talk us out of Christ crucified, but we study the Greek philosophers and all of the ancient traditional knowledge that has built this country into what it is, that has made the West strong. What has made Western culture strong is the fact that God has always been at the center of education. Now, we don't expect that the University of Wyoming is going to be teaching scriptural doctrine, but we do expect that they teach and engender in students, and by the way, the University of Wyoming would do it better than most other universities in this country, because after all, it is Wyoming. We don't expect them to teach the doctrine of Christ, but we expect them to teach the goodness that is found when you know, even if you don't know Christ, that there is an Almighty God who is over you. And that has been lost in higher education. Modern education has replaced the study of God's creation. And then here's the next step. Not only do we expect higher education to at least talk about the basic notion of a God, that's what this country was founded on. I'm not here to preach America today. I'm not going to do that. But I am here to talk about the fact that this country was found on the belief in a higher being. Modern education has replaced the study of God and His creation with reflections on the internal self. Everything is about the self today. As a pastor for the last 40 years, I have heard people with this constant refrain, "Oh, that's your interpretation." You see, everybody gets to have their interpretation today. At Luther Classical College, we believe that words on a page, the words in the Bible, speak truth. And the job of education is not to let everybody say what the truth is. The job of education is to discover the truth, not only in God's Word, but out in creation, in God's creation. God has created the universe in such a way that we can study it and learn. For 2,000 years, Western culture was built on education that put God at the center of the university, and that is how Western culture became so strong. And it is sad for us old people, can't believe I'm saying that about myself, it's sad for us old people to see this crumbling. And that's what Luther Classical College is all about, because we don't put man at the center of the university, God is at the center of our college. For 2,000 years, Western culture has located truth outside of the knower in God and in the world. In other words, Aristotle, Plato, and every philosopher since, up until the modern age, has said, we find truth out in the world. But now, today, truth is located inside the knower. I have my own truth, and that is the final word on truth, says the modern age. And that's why, instead of the two genders that God created, you can have any gender you want to be, because you determine truth in the modern higher education system. Everyone likes to say, that's your perspective, that's your perception, that's your worldview. Some of you have heard that term, a worldview. Well, what's your worldview? At Luther Classical College, we don't care what your worldview is. You know what we care about? What the world is. Let's just study this incredible universe that God has created and learn what it is. So education has changed since the days of Walther and Luther, and even from the days of St. Paul. And so we are returning to the study of the older ways. I'll talk a little bit in the presentation after church about the three R's. We teach the three R's, reading, writing, arithmetic, instead of these three letters, DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion. Well, the scriptures and the Lutheran confessions come first at Luther Classical College. Yes, we teach the great Western traditions. Our students read all of the great literature of the West, but the confessions and the scriptures come first. At most Christian colleges, including our own LCMS colleges, students are required to take three classes in religion. That's better than none, but that's hardly, you know, one class every other semester. That's hardly a Lutheran Christian education. At Luther Classical College, our students are required to take 13 classes in religion and theology. And that's a huge difference. We preach Christ crucified. So let's take up that specific teaching of Christ crucified. The preaching of the cross, Paul says, is foolishness to the philosophers. We teach this pivotal biblical truth at LCC. We critique the philosophers whom we study if they are proposing some other means of salvation outside of Christ. Here are three major things about preaching Christ crucified. Number one, this is what we are to preach. Paul says, we preach Christ crucified. That's because we preach the forgiveness of sins. That's where the forgiveness of sins came from. Now, there are all kinds of preachers these days in the Christian church claiming to be Christian, like Joel Osteen, who preach not Christ crucified. For them, that's a stumbling block. Why? Because they preach the gospel of wealth. If you only have enough faith, you poor, miserable Christians, if you only have enough faith, you will have wealth and success. And if you don't have wealth and success, you don't have enough faith. That's the anti-gospel. That is not preaching Christ crucified. We do not preach being a good person. And that's the religion common in all of our hearts. The old sinful self wants to say to God, well, I'm better than half of the people. Does that count? We preach Christ crucified. We don't preach, you be a good person and God will love you. God loves you for Jesus' sake. We don't preach America first. America first, I personally believe, is a great political doctrine. I think it's wonderful. And it's sad to see our country crumbling. I'm glad to see there is at least some hope these days. But that's not what we preach in the church. We can talk about it. Some Lutherans think we can't talk about it at all. Well, we can talk about it, but it's not the message that we preach. A few verses after our text, Paul says, Christ Jesus is our righteousness from God. And on Judgment Day, it's coming, by the way, maybe sooner than later, on Judgment Day, righteousness is the difference maker. Are you righteous? And you look to Jesus Christ and you say, He's my righteousness. Christ is our righteousness, not our wealth, not our success, not our own goodness, not being an American citizen. Christ is our righteousness. So that's the first point. It's what we preach. It's who we are. Second, and this one's going to offend a few people. We do. See, I get a preacher and then I get to leave. I'm going to drive back to Casper. We don't preach an empty cross. We preach Christ crucified. A cross with Christ on it being crucified, that is our salvation. That's what we preach. American evangelicalism, if they're conservative, we could kind of call them Lutherans light, but they don't preach Christ crucified. The scriptures teach Christ crucified. They preach the empty cross because their message is, again, more about success and being strong. And just as Jesus rose from the empty tomb, so will you. That is true, and we preach that. But you know where your salvation was accomplished? It wasn't accomplished at the tomb. Jesus said three very important words. It is finished. Where did he say those words? From the cross. While he was bleeding for you on the cross. Your salvation is complete. The resurrection, that's icing on the cake. It's beautiful, wonderful icing. Sometimes the icing tastes better than the cake. But it is the icing on the cake. And so, the third thing, preaching Christ crucified is your life. It is your life, your new life. And I'm going to come back to that in a moment. But first, we must acknowledge that the preaching of Christ crucified is not only foolishness to the philosophers, it's not only a stumbling block to the Jews who just want big, great miracles, it is also foolishness to our old sinful self. Our old sinful self rejects Christ crucified, and we like to create our own theology. But our righteousness, the Bible teaches us, Prophet Isaiah says this, our righteousness is but filthy rags before God. And so every Sunday, we confess that we are a poor, miserable sinner. And in my 40 years of being a pastor and preaching, it's been the other Protestants who have come to me and said, "Why do you say poor, miserable sinner?" They don't like saying that, but it's what the Bible teaches about us. And that's where we start. We confess our sin, that we are poor, miserable sinners, and then we receive the righteousness of Christ, and we are brand new. When I look out at our Savior Lutheran in Cheyenne, I see the forgiven saints of God, because you have got Christ's righteousness on you. It came through holy baptism. It's coming now through the preaching of the word, and you're going to literally have Christ in you through Holy Communion. The cross is our victory. It is our strength. We preach Christ crucified. An empty cross gives hope for the resurrection, but Christ crucified gives real truth for real sinners. When you look up at the cross, you see a putrid, bloody Jesus. That should cause two things in you. First of all, you should confess your sin because he did this for you. But you should also rejoice, because we all fall into sin. And when we're standing at the foot of the cross and we're looking up at Jesus crucified on the cross, we realize he's for me. This is a real theology. God has looked at my sin and he's done something about it. Secondly, you can know without a doubt that your sins are forgiven. Jesus said to Thomas after he rose from the dead, he didn't say, "Hey, look at me, I rose from the dead. How great is that?" What did he say to doubting Thomas? He said, "Thomas, place your fingers here in these holes. Thomas, cast your hand in my side." That's Christ crucified. And when Thomas saw Jesus and heard that invitation, he said, "My Lord and my God." Christ crucified is our righteousness, it is our forgiveness, it is our life. We thank God for Christ crucified. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.